A man is back in court after shooting at a woman in a road rage incident.
College test-taking season is upon us, but do you even need it? The confusion around testing optional.
And UK goes down in the first round of March Madness while Dayton survives and moves on. 5 on 5 in 5, but it's Friday, March the 22nd. Kelly, Megan, Steven here with you on the podcast, ready to get your weekend started.
Always.
Always.
Every day.
I mean, I think we were ready on Monday, Tuesday. Probably Wednesday, too.
Yeah.
Thursday?
Yep. Tuesday for sure was the day that stands out to me that I was like, let's go.
Well, Tuesday is the worst day of the week.
It is the worst day of the week.
It's surprising and actually admirable that you guys can even remember what happened those days.
No.
I didn't say we could.
No.
I don't.
Just that it was too long and at that point was ready for the weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm actually trying to remember what happened on Tuesday and I do not know.
Me neither.
Nope, nothing. Not a thing. Okay, let's talk about the forecast. While you think, I'm going to give people the forecast.
I think I had Skyline for lunch.
I mean, have been almost any day this week, though.
What's the weather, Kelly?
You were doing some experimenting, so it was for a good cause. All right, the forecast. We do have rain moving in. Nothing crazy, but it'll be on and off this afternoon through like 3 to 4 a.m. Saturday. Saturday will be windy and cooler, only in the 40s. Boo. But good football. Man, that is a mindset.
It is good football.
Good football watching weather.
Yeah.
I meant basketball.
Tomorrow,
basketball
football
is also just as important. Okay, yes. So next week's temperatures are looking near or just above normal. Obviously, next week we got some things going on, like opening day. So we'll get rain basically all day Tuesday, dry out by Wednesday, which is great. Could potentially lead to a sunny opening day. We will give you more on the forecast as we get into next week. But the current planning process, if you are getting ready for opening day, I am trying to figure out outfits. Near 50 as the parade steps off, closer to 58 by game time.
Perfect. I do know your outfit will have some red in it, so got that going.
I mean, that's the easy part.
I'm just saying I narrowed it down a little bit.
I just long sleeves, short sleeves, layers, you know, no layers. I don't know. I'm a girl who likes options. This is why I always have to check a bag. Okay, so today, high of 58, rain, as we talked about, scattered showers, low of 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, cooler. That wind that always gets, that was getting everybody over the weekend. So just over last weekend. So this weekend, some more of the same.
Yeah, or you can just stay inside and watch basketball all weekend long. There's one team you can't watch anymore. We'll get to that later on.
Yeah.
You're too excited about that. Okay,
All right, let's get to the headlines today. First one up, a man back in court.
21-year-old Noah Winkler is going to be arraigned on an additional two charges, including felonious assault and tampering with evidence at the Hamilton County Courthouse. Police tell us this all started after a minor traffic altercation at the intersection of Cornell and Kenwood Roads earlier this month. A woman involved told dispatchers she was getting breakfast in the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A when Winkler then began swerving around her car. She says she drove to the stoplight to try to get away from him, and that's when police say Winkler got up next to her and pulled a gun out and fired at her, the bullet barely missing that woman, going through the driver's seat and stopping in the center console. Police say Winkler threw the gun out the window and fled that scene, and the victim was able to tell police the suspect's license plate number, leading to his arrest. Winkler has been charged with felonious assault, tampering with evidence, and attempted murder.
Next up, a big controversy because a lot of people have a lot of memories with this one. We're talking about the Sunlight Pool, Coney Island, and its sale to the CSO. Anger and sadness were on full display, and when all of this became even more of a reality last night, the Anderson Township Board of Trustees met, happening just hours after demolition began on that beloved Sunlight Pool. Many community members there are calling for the demolition to stop. We have great drone video of that demolition on WLWDT. Go check it out. Now, those community members are expressing concerns over the new CSO concert venue that's set to take Coney Island's place, saying they feel it will bring in too much traffic and create a lot of noise. Many are also upset over what they felt was a lack of transparency in the decision-making process, but board members say they didn't know about the sale of Coney Island in advance, adding that they also did not know until yesterday morning, when really a lot of us found out, that the pool demolition was beginning as well. Still, community members are frustrated by the handling of the sale.
My thing is not only about losing Coney Island, but about the reputation that the stellar CSO and Riverbend and Mamie, that their reputation is going to be forever tarnished by them taking over Coney Island and demolishing it.
We did not know. We absolutely did not know. any reports that we knew in advance are not accurate. When I notified my trustees, they were shocked.
Now, board members added the Sunlight Pool isn't a community pool, the township doesn't own it, and they did not receive any financial gain from Coney Island sale. They do have another meeting scheduled for April 11th. I'm sure there'll be another emotional meeting just like the one last night. Next up, if you have a kid planning to go to college, we, at least all of us probably had to.
Oh, yeah.
You had to take a test, and you had to send it up there to be like, yeah, okay, you know something, so you can come to this university. All of that's changing.
You had to take the test, and there was a lot of stress and anxiety about the test. So spring test-taking season is in full swing for local high school students. Thousands of juniors have already taken or are about to take college prep exams. We're talking about the SAT, the ACT. But a lot of those students and their families, confused by the wording test optional on applications. It's mostly tied to a big turn colleges took because of COVID-19. UC was one of those colleges. Now, during the pandemic's early days, places that typically host college testing sessions for the ACT and the SAT had to shut down because of health concerns, which was right as this season was peaking. So that prompted a lot of higher ed institutions to tell incoming freshmen they could submit a test score if they had one or not. So that's where test optional took root. It's a policy that sounds too good to high schoolers who have just never been thrilled to take a test 3 hours long, the stress of it, the pressure of it.
I mean, I did love a Scantron test. Not the test itself, but filling in the bubbles. But I'm weird.
I didn't sleep the night before. I like wanted to throw up. I want to throw up talking about it. Okay, so college prep expert Rhett Barber, who's based in Newport, says just because a school is test optional, it doesn't mean that the ACT and the SAT don't matter.
I think right now in this season, post-COVID, is the most confusing time for families to pursue post-secondary education than ever before. Talk to your schools of choice, the universities, and be sure that when they say test optional, that you don't need a test score for, say, a nursing program, or that maybe you don't need a test score for a scholarship that you're looking for. There's a lot of schools that say test optional, but it actually means different things.
Now, Barbara advises students and parents to read the fine print of every scholarship offer and admissions policy. This can be a tedious process, but it's very important. He says there are college officials who know families are confused. They're willing to help students decide if submitting a test score is the right move, even if their school of choice does not require it. Could be as simple as a phone call. Hey, does this increase my chances? Is this something that will be weighed heavily? How does this play in? Make a phone call. You might be able to get some pretty good insight.
Yeah. Do it sooner than later. In case you need to retake a test, you give yourself time to get the results sent off and so on and so forth. Wait, did you guys take the ACT or SAT? And we all grew up in different states, so it's a little bit different.
I was an SAT cal.
Me too.
Same. Look at us.
Wow.
Look at us all on the SAT.
The ACT seems to be gaining some steam, though.
Yeah, it felt like it.
I couldn't tell you a thing about that test.
Like, I don't either.
Like how it worked. No. I know it's scored out of like 35, which was always weird to me.
And I don't understand the numbers. I never took it, so.
I'm going to get off topic here. Not off topic. It's still on topic. I'm intrigued by the change in the SAT, where if you do well or not well, or how you do on a certain half will then determine the second half.
Yeah.
We talked about this because then I'm like, okay, but then how is that weighed? Like, okay, so are you already eliminated from getting a certain amount of points? So you go, I don't know. I have so many questions about that.
I feel like it's probably like it like guides you into your score. Like you can't get this score, but you're still on course to maybe get a score maybe below that. I don't
right.
know. We're just guessing here. But we don't have to worry about it, you know, because we all have college degrees and we don't have to worry about that anymore. Man. Feels good.
I'll go back to college if I don't have to take that test.
Oh. I just had flashbacks to college.
I liked.
He was
did
smiling.
This, Kelly.
He was we are. I know. I'm sorry. I'm
we are off. Stuff. We go on top.
If there's one
on
thing
stages.
I can do.
All right. Let's bring it back here. Okay. Our next story, a sad one coming from right here in Hamilton County.
Yeah, I know. After 2 years of receiving treatment for esophageal cancer, Hamilton County Auditor Bridget Kelly is resigning from her position as she prepares to enter hospice care. The Hamilton County Board of Commissioners fighting back tears as they made that announcement on Thursday.
Bridget quickly became a force in the Ohio Democratic Caucus, leading with strength, integrity, and dedication.
No apologies.
Bridget brought that same commitment to the County Auditor's Office, and we were lucky to have her serve in that role.
Kelly requested the commissioners appoint Chief Deputy Auditor Amy Humphrey to fill her role until the Hamilton County Democratic Party appoints someone to serve as auditor through the end of the year, which is state law.
Yeah, so we're all thinking of Bridget in a rough time for her and her family from here at WLWT. All right, our final story of the day. Randy said it best yesterday. If you are cold, you can use your bracket that has been burned to keep warm. Because I'm sure most of the country probably had UK beating Oakland as a 3 seed, a 14 seed. But as UK has done over the past few years, they've let everybody down.
Who did you have, Steven?
Oh, I had UK.
Oh, okay.
I mean, why wouldn't I have you? I mean, that's one of those obvious, like, Coach Cal should be able to get his team to the second round.
Yeah.
But
facts
when
are
you
facts.
Let a young man hit 10 threes.
That is so. Help.
Yeah, he was on a tear.
He was.
Which is fun for them. Yeah, I mean, it's great for them. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's something, A, he will hopefully talk about for the rest of his life.
And he has the highlights to prove.
Absolutely.
He
very cool.
He just went off and the whole country talked about him for, 36 hours before their next game. So, yeah, unfortunately, UK did go down to Oakland last night. The big upset of day one of the first round. Oakland will head into the round of 32. They'll take on North Carolina State on Saturday. Kentucky has now failed to reach the second weekend of the NCAA tournament for the fourth consecutive season. So I'm sure Coach Cal is going to have to reevaluate his program and see what he's going to do to get that program back on track in the coming years. Now, if we go north, Dayton, they were a team that had all the promise a couple years back. Then the pandemic hit. I think they were a one seed. I don't know if they were the one overall
seed.
That
was said to be their year.
It was. They had Obi Toppin on that team. They were ready to go, but the tournament was canceled because of COVID. But last night, they got down big, but they came all the way back from a 56-39 deficit in the final seconds, took the lead. They got the big W last night. They beat Nevada, and they'll move on to the second round where they will face the Arizona Wildcats. That's a 2 seed in the round of 32. That game's out in Salt Lake City at the Delta Center on Saturday as well.
Go Flyers.
Go Flyers. That's all we have left in this area.
That is true.
All the hopes and dreams of this region.
I think
Purdue does not count.
I'm not going to get into that with you.
Because Donovan's not
here. He's not
here,
so it's fine. I think that Dayton is a team more people here are happy to rally behind than maybe Kentucky for the non-Kentucky fans in the area.
Yeah.
And then I think now even Kentucky, some Northern Kentucky fans, Northern Kentucky fans, yeah, will happily root for Dayton.
Yeah.
To support them. They're an easy team locally to cheer for.
I totally agree. And you know, there's also different players who are going to be in the tournament representing, like, Iowa women's basketball, for example. Gabby Marshall is a senior. I mean, she's a starter. She's right there next to Caitlin Clark. She is from Cincinnati. Love she that. Went to Mount Notre Dame. So I'm like, we could cheer for Iowa.
Yeah. You just need a local connection.
You just need that local connection.
Oh, and I was going to need it because they have a tough bracket. The selection committee for the women's tournament gave them
was not
no
kind
favors.
To them.
They
no.
said, no, go through everybody. Have fun. But that'll be a great tournament to watch. So
it really will.
Definitely turn on the women's tournament. All right, that's all we have for a Friday. That's Kelly. That's Megan. I'm Steven. We'll see you on a Monday.